Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock as we count down to the NFL trade deadline, which is 4 o'clock. Elliot Shore Parks joins us back in the good old US of A. Elliot, how you feeling, brother?
Back with my best mates, excited to be back.
Best mates, huh?
Yeah, I almost did my hair different for you guys, but we were
saying yesterday, boy, it's really part of this show. You go overseas, to see Oasis, you change your hair for one day, and as soon as you come back, we're like, Elliot, change your hair.
Whenever I get dressed overseas, I'm like, I have to dress so I know if they see it. How I had the one button, apparently that was a thing people were talking about. Oh. Only the top button on the pea coat.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
You know, look, he's going for the European
look. So it reminds me a little bit of like when people used to wear hoodies and unzip them but tie the top like this. Like, that's how I think it's a similar look.
Did people do that?
I never
did. Yeah, people did
it
in my middle school. Yeah.
Really?
First of all, who wears a hoodie to zip up?
Oh, I wear a lot.
Like a
zip
hoodie
up
with
hoodies.
a zipper? Yeah.
Hoodie?
Lots. You don't do zipper hoodies?
No.
Wow.
Really?
No.
You say that.
Anti?
Like there's something
I feel like that.
Heard something wrong with it. Who the hell wears zip-up hoodies? If anything, you may do a half zip-up hoodie to one that's like
Well, that's
here.
Not even a hoodie.
Yeah, that's
not. The hoodie with the...
That's
with
a quarter zip or whatever.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Oh, no. I would say half of my... And I have a lot of hoodies.
I feel like you're a hoodies man.
No, you're a zip-up hoodie guy. You've always been a zip-up hoodie guy.
Well, I have both. I have both, in fairness. I don't think my one today is zip-up. But
well, the nice thing about the zip-up, too, is when you take it off, it doesn't mess your hair up.
That is an extra.
You can just unzip. Oh, yeah, I did hear Sassy Elliot. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Let me tell you, the one thing I don't worry about is messing my hair up.
That's a good point.
That's one thing I don't worry about.
Yeah, no, the Sassy Elliot thing was a fun listen.
Can I hear Sassy Elliot again?
Hey! Well, the some of the answers did sound like me, and then it very quickly.
Well, I was like, that's a good Elliot there.
It was a good juxtaposition.
I'll tell you what. I want to make some adjustments looking at Ike sitting there. Fine-ass man right there.
No zipper on that hoodie.
Close.
Yeah, no zipper on that hoodie.
Fine-ass
That was a weird one.
So
missed you guys, though. Happy to be back.
Missed you, too. They did give us an opportunity for Sassy Elliot, who will make a return next time you go on vacation.
Later, Gator.
Next time there's a suggested vacation, I'll have to say to Kristen, I don't know if we need Sassy Elliot back on
girl!
The... Yeah.
So we are 57 minutes from the trade deadline. Before we talk about the trades that they already made, any chance, I guess, on your 1 to 10 meter that there's another deal in the chamber for the Eagles?
Well, I think there's a chance they trade somebody. I mean, they have two roster spots they need to open up, Nolan Smith and Jacorian Bennett, assuming they play against the Packers. I believe they're at 54 right now, now that Brandon Graham's no longer on the exempt list. So I think you could see them try to trade somebody. I know people will probably say, like, who's trading for A.J. Dillon? Who's trading for Patrick Johnson? But if those players are cut, I believe they go through waivers.
Yeah.
And so in theory, if you're a team, you give like a 2027 conditional 7. So you just know you get the guy you want.
So, you don't have to go through the waiver
process. So if not, they're going to have to cut two guys. So I think that's possible. And look, I mean, the league is obviously crazy right now. So Howie, this is a chance for Howie to strike. They have the assets to do it. Clearly teams are willing to make big deals. I don't know what else they would want to pick off the Jets carcass, but like, you know, you could maybe go there. So I wouldn't rule it out, but I think a trade of a player out feels likely as well.
I was trying to think. I'm like, who else would I want?
Well, Jermaine Johnson, if they want another edge rusher.
They got too many edge rushers now.
What?
What are they going to make BG a healthy scratch? Like, look at it. Philip Rivers. Jalen Phillips is going to play. Nolan Smith is going to play. Jalix Hunt's going to play. Josh Uche?
He doesn't have to play.
Jahad Campbell?
He's not an edge rusher.
He's an edge rusher now, pretty much.
No.
Oh, would you stop it, Elliot?
As a matter of fact, no.
What, are you going to bench N'Kobe?
No. Hold on. As a matter of fact, he's moved even further away from being an edge rusher. That's why they keep going to add edge rushers. If they thought he was an edge rusher, they wouldn't be doing the things they're doing.
I think they're going to play N'Kobe, is my guess.
Of course they are.
So, so I'm saying, so to get Jihad on the field when N'Kobe's playing, they're going to want him having edge snaps. So, like Jermaine Johnson, right? They're not going to trade for Jermaine Johnson. But if they did, like at a certain point, Brandon came back to play. So I
agree.
Yeah, so like he's already getting pretty far down the pecking order.
Yeah. No, I agree. Jermaine Johnson is a little bit more of a pipe dream.
So I think safety. Well,
go ahead.
Well, I think they really need a safety. That's one thing that's been, I think, overshadowed a little. Marcus Epps went on IR.
Guess who's out there and been sitting out there for months?
Well, apparently they don't want him.
Dying to get him.
Exactly. No, yeah. Justin Simmons.
Yeah. So
he's not anywhere.
They clearly don't want him.
You look at their safety position. They have Blankenship, who I think has been okay this year. I think he's in a tough spot playing next to a rookie safety. Makuba, who's been very up and down. And then the backup, the only backup on the active roster right now is Sidney Brown.
It's trash.
They don't really seem like they want to play him on defense. They have Andre Sam on the practice squad. So, I mean, if Makuba or Blankenship get hurt, they're in, like, major trouble. So I would think a backup safety. I don't know where you find a roster spot for him. They have, like, 11 defensive linemen now. But I think backup safety is a very underrated need for this team.
So what'd you think of the Jalen? Before we get to the Jalen Phillips trade, we started the show asking what job you think Howie's done this year. I was going over the list, and I just don't think it's been very good, to be honest with you.
It hasn't been.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been.
So if you were to give it a grade, where just this year, this offseason and this season?
Would I would grade Howie for this year?
Yeah.
C.
Okay.
But like I would lean towards a C minus before a C plus.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would, the way I would phrase that too, and you know, to tie Jalen in here, because like obviously Jalen's a part of everything, is like I think Howie is an A student. He just got a C on this paper. Like Jalen, I think, is an A quarterback, but there are weeks where he gets, you know, a B or a C or whatever. So I think it's okay to say it. Like Howie's had a bad offseason. Like what's worked out? Adoree hasn't worked. I mean, Adoree hasn't worked out. Azeez Ojulari was their big move at edge. He doesn't play. Like, he's been a healthy scratch. And Jihad Campbell, who I'm very excited about, like, I'm not sure what his role is going to be the rest of this season. Makuba's been up and down. Ty Robinson doesn't play. Like, it's fine. Sorry, just really quickly.
Go ahead.
I would also say that when you grade Howie, like, when I've been talking about Petullo, when we've talked about Brian Johnson, I brought up the fact that they're coming off of Super Bowl years. Like, the job is really hard coming off the Super Bowl. So I don't think Howie's moves have worked out, for sure. But it's also a way harder year for everybody in that building.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But here's the way I look at Howie's situation. A, I take that into consideration. The fact that you're coming off winning a championship, salaries are going to inflate. Mm-hmm. Guys become free agents. You can't keep everybody. That's what every Super Bowl team deals with.
You lose guys from the front office, coaching staff.
Exactly. That's what happens. Guys are looking for greener pastures. Right? Everybody's not. No one on the team is looking to take a discount. Everybody's looking to get paid. Mm-hmm. No one's taking a discount. Everybody's looking to get paid. So you can't keep everyone. So losing players is nothing new to a Super Bowl champion. Mm-hmm. Go back and look at all the Super Bowl champions. They lose players every year, and then they have to come back and figure out how to do it with the guys that they have on the roster. So here's where I give Howie somewhat of a grace period here. If he had gone out and spent big time on free agents and missed, then I would grade him harsher. Mm-hmm. What he's trying to do is mix and match while also keeping an eye on the future. Everybody around here loves to hoard these draft picks, and we want to keep an eye on the future and manage the salary cap. Well, Howie's trying to do that, too. He has to think about guys he has to pay a year or two down the line. Now, where they miscalculated was guys developing into players that it would actually be able to subsidize what you didn't have, what you don't have anymore.
Well, and make the other guys better.
Yeah.
Like if Nolan Smith was having a Nolan Smith year.
Exactly.
If Jalen Carter,
right. So now here's what I'll say to that, because I know people say, well, he drafted Nolan Smith in the first round, so that's still on his ledger to be better with that. I agree with that. I'm just saying, judge him in a vacuum of what he did this offseason and how you're trying to keep this roster Super Bowl contending. Mm-hmm. when you know you're losing guys. You're losing guys. You can't pay everybody. You're going to give Saquon a new deal. You want to make sure you sign Cam Jurgens to a new deal. Who else did they get one? They re-signed Zach Bond. Mm-hmm. You had a choice. We talked about it. Who would you rather him keep? Zach Bond, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, certain guys, right? Everybody said Zach Bond is the guy you got to bring back, right?
Yeah.
Everybody said that. You can't lose Zach Bond. He got Zach Bond signed, right? Got him signed. He has to get points for that. He has to get credit for getting Jahad Campbell. He has to get credit for making that selection there.
I agree with your point that signing Zach Bond, getting other guys under contract, I agree with that, right? But I do think, too, it is ultimately a result-based business. And, like, you're right.
The results is they're 6-2 in first place.
I don't think he's, like, an F or anything.
Okay,
like,
I'm just saying. Are we talking about as a result-based business? He has the best record in the NFC. Let's keep that in mind.
I agree, and I think they're the best team in the NFC, right? So, yeah. I agree with that. But also, to your point, like, he took chances on guys, and those chances just didn't hit. Like,
it's on them.
It's on them, but he's the one that signed them. So, when you go with the strategy of I'll sign 7 low-cost free agents and hope 3 of them hit, which I think is probably roughly their thinking, it's a risky strategy. Like, to your point, it's not giving Bryce Hupp $50 million. Like, I put that one on Fangio, frankly. Like, I just think it is what it is.
It's funny, because that's the one I actually blame Howie for.
So I think I blame Fangio for that. But,
okay.
I mean, you know,
he's certainly looking better in San Francisco. Yeah,
Fangio is a great coordinator, but the flaw I think with his is like if he doesn't want someone, then that's it, right? Yeah. And like Bryce Huff and Devin White found out too. So like that is what Azeez Ojulari is finding out, and I think that's part of it too.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When Howie signs these guys, he can hope that Vic Fangio is going to play him, but ultimately Vic's going to decide. That's what I like about the Jalen Phillips trade as the player. Not so much, we'll talk about the asset in a minute. But from a player perspective, a major thing that will help him be successful is he has history with Vic Fangio, and you know Vic likes him. He played over 70% of the snaps for Vic in 2023 when he was healthy. So you are cutting out the variable of how will he work with Vic, how will Vic use him, like you know all those things. And that's why I think you can count on him to be a little more of an instant impact guy than obviously like a Jair Alexander or Michael Carter, those type of guys.
You like Tank Bigsby?
I like Tank Bigsby.
That's a trade Howie made.
Yeah, I think actually Tank is a reason to believe in the running game the rest of the year. Like I think Tank.
Let's not get out of hand.
Just so you know how I feel. Like I think Saquon.
Saquon is the lead back.
He is in name. I agree. But like Tank Bigsby obviously looked fresher and better in that game than Saquon has.
You can do that when Saquon wears the defense out.
Saquon's not wearing the defense out this year.
Like, Saquon also had a great
game.
He did. I'm not trying to diminish Saquon. I'm saying I think that Tank can be a part of this offense and help the running game because there's a freshness to him. He's explosive. He runs hard.
Sure.
I'm not saying like bench Saquon. I'm saying I like the Tank trade and I'm optimistic about what he can give to the team the rest of the year.
Okay. Sam Howell, how do you like that trade? That was a wasted trade.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Well, and
well I said he, that at the time, a, it was
well,
a wasted
I mean,
trade.
With that, like, Tanner had a broken thumb.
It was a wasted trade.
Yeah, but you can't
trade.
Go into week one with Kyle McCord as your backup.
We did.
No, you didn't.
No, I mean, they went. Did anybody play? Has Jalen missed a snap?
But can you imagine if Jalen would have broken his, God forbid?
Like, God forbid.
Well, it matters.
Sam Howell's going to save us.
Kyle McCord, who I'm sorry, I know he was high on your big board.
And yours,
was
not, too.
And, he was high on yours,
agreed.
Too.
I agree.
You said he tried to shift that.
Yeah, he really did. That was disgusting that work by you.
That was
I
never miss on draft picks.
That was little B.
Little B energy.
Sassy B. Elliott.
Sassy B.
Hey!
Yeah. So, listen. Za'Darius Smith was a good move until he decided to retire.
Well, yeah, until he decided to retire.
Well, that was on him.
The two moves.
I think the big misses for him are Aziz Ojulari and Adoree. Those are the two players they signed to.
They should have kept Isaiah Rodgers.
And he holds blame for that.
Becton as well.
Becton, I agree, but I think I think they can get by with Tyler Steen more than they can get by with Aziz. Like, they've had to go out and replace Adoree and Aziz.
Sure.
Tyler Steen is at least still starting.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And reminder, the trade deadline is 4 o'clock.
And we
will be with you all the way up until 4. Then we'll talk to Jordan Mylod, and then you'll hear Howie right here on the radio station, right around 4:10, 4:15.
I doubt Howie, man.
I wonder.
Unbelievable.
Guys done nothing but make moves.
But to be fair, Howie's had off seasons like this. Like, Howie is like very hit or miss.
This isn't a bad off season. You literally said it's a bad off season. It's not a bad off season.
What's been the great moves that have helped?
I didn't say it was great.
No, I know, but I'm saying great. Like, he has missed more than he has hit.
It's been an okay offseason.
I think as of right now, it's not been a good offseason.
The team is 6-2. And here's the thing you got to love about Howie Roseman. He didn't sit back and say, you know what? I made those moves. I believe in those moves. You all make them work. He's recognized the areas where he came up short in, and he's tried to address it. He has to get credit for that. He's one of the few GMs that everybody knows is going to be active during this time of the year and is active and still makes some of the biggest moves until this Sauce Gardner move got made.
Right, yeah.
Like, Howie was the only GM really making any real moves.
I'm not sure that's a positive the way the other people view it. Like, I respect the fact he's aggressive, and I like, to your point, the fact that he's willing to make up for mistakes.
Yeah.
But I don't see the Lions, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Bills. Like, those teams are not going out making multiple trades at the deadline.
Name them again for me.
The Chiefs, the Lions, the Packers, the Bills. Like the Rams.
Other than the Chiefs, the Lions, the Packers, the Bills, all those teams. What the hell have they done?
No, what I'm saying is the teams that we all view as the best teams in the NFL are not going out and making multiple trades in season because they don't have to.
Because maybe they don't have to this year. But let's not act like the Rams didn't go out and get Jalen Ramsey in the middle of the year.
Well, yes, of course. I'm talking about.
Well, hold on. They helped them win the Super Bowl.
My
point is that the Rams aren't making moves, so they don't have the need to go make the move.
That's the point I'm making.
Well, but that's fine. They also made a big move in getting Devontae Adams in the offseason, so they made big moves already. The Eagles didn't make a big move like that.
Mm-hmm.
My only point is that this is an organization that's a winning organization, that they aren't afraid to make moves like this if it's about winning a Super Bowl. Don't give me the Lions. We'll see the Lions at home. Second week of January, guarantee you, Packers, after the wild card weekend, will be home in January. And they can brag about what they didn't do at midseason to improve the team, while the Eagles will be in the NFC Championship game on their way to the Super Bowl. That's where the Eagles will be.
I think they're the best team in the NFC, but I think, like, the victory lapping about making all these moves at the deadline, the ideal world is you don't have to. Like, last year, they didn't make a single trade at the deadline.
Don't matter. When we won in 17, they traded to get Jay Ajayi. I don't buy it. I don't buy into that. If you need to make a move, you need to make a move. You can't necessarily predict, based on what you do in the offseason, where your team is going to be at by the trade deadline. If you suffer some injuries or what have you, then it's your job to say, okay, how do I go plug that hole so that we don't fall off track and off course from what we're trying to do, which is go win a Super Bowl. And that's what the Eagles are trying to do right now.
And I like that mentality. I agree with you. But when we're talking about the offseasons, how he's had, the reason he has to make these moves is because of misses. That's the point.
I agree with that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I won't argue that. Yeah. I guess I'm giving him credit.
Look, he's not sitting on his hands and being stubborn.
I guess I'm giving him credit
for that.
I'm giving him credit for that.
Yep.
You guys are holding more of the...
I'm
the
just
mistakes
saying this
he's
year,
made, he
yes.
has to clean up mistakes.
Yes, and we're not sure that any of these cleanups are going to happen. Now, Jalen Phillips can probably play, one would assume. Now, he has...
Right.
He's had a lot of injuries. I mean, the...
Yeah.
I didn't... So I started... I was...
I mean, it's a lot. It's,
yeah, I mean... When he was at UCLA, they told him he should stop playing football.
Yeah, so
he had three concussions.
He medically retired.
Yep.
He broke his wrist multiple times, I believe, in college. Or he had multiple surgeries on his wrist as a result of being hit by a car when he was on a moped. So,
whose fault is that?
It's not his fault.
Well, exactly.
I'm just talking about the injuries. And then he tore his Achilles. He tore his ACL. But he's played all nine games this year.
I didn't know he got hit by a car.
I believe that.
Yeah, my brother got hit by one too. It really doesn't have anything to do with this. It's just I know he got hit by one when he was on moped as well. Yeah.
Well, Kelly Oubre's playing well.
Kelly Oubre got hit by a car
I got to investigate that.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So I think with Jalen Phillips, though, the question is, can he stay healthy? And if he does, then I think he's their best edge rusher on the roster right now.
It points to the offseason, too.
Yes, agreed.
When you're trading for your best edge rusher at the deadline and it's not Trey Hendrickson or Myles Garrett.
Yeah, but I will say Jalen Phillips, when he plays, like if everyone in the league plays their best football, Jalen Phillips is probably a top 20 edge rusher in the NFL. Like, he is very good when he plays. If you just look, I mean, the stats back it up. Pass rush win rate, hurries.
He's got less hurries than Jalix Hunt this year.
Is that true?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
You might be right. I have to look that up.
Yeah. But. So I'm sure he's good. And I wish we could explain the freaking comp pick thing on the air here.
I don't care about the comp pick thing. What
people don't understand is that, it means that you let a good player go and you didn't replace the good player, essentially.
Well, and also, for Josh Sweat got $76 million, I think.
Yeah.
They're getting a projected get a fourth round comp pick for him. Like Milton Williams got the highest contract in the NFL this offseason, I believe, as a free agent. And they're getting a third for him. They are very unlikely not getting a third for Jalen Phillips. Now, if he is awesome the rest of the season and he walks, then I guess you could argue the pick is worth it. Because in theory, if he's awesome, the team probably did really well. Like, there's those aspects to it. But the comp pick thing to me is not why they made this trade. It's a nice little note, but it's not genius Howie.
It's more the calculus of it is just more complicated than I knew, right? The player has to leave for a lot of money. You have to not replace that position for a lot of money. That player has to play a lot. So essentially you're losing production. You're really getting the pick because you lost production from a good player. If you've got really good young players to replace those players, then it's a win.
Yes. Now, the nice thing about Jalen Phillips, I will say too, is he is 26. So this is not trading for who's the old edge rusher they signed for? Are they trading for
Robert Quinn?
Robert Quinn, right? He was not a long term piece. They paid a fourth for him. So there is no question Jalen Phillips could leave this offseason. It'll also test their in season extension thing, if they're willing to work with him.
He ain't getting no extension.
I don't think so either. Yeah. I agree. But then that does mean he'll be a free agent.
Right? Yeah.
I just think at 26, he could be with this team for the next 5 years. So the third round pick could land you an edge that starts for you for multiple years.
I mean, listening to him at the airport with Johnny Airport, he sounded like he wants to sign not right now.
It's the only team he ever wanted to play for.
Exactly.
215-592-9494. We will take you all the way up to 4 o'clock, the NFL trade deadline. Elliot will be here next. I read a story today about a former quarterback that is the most psychotic thing I think I've read all year. Literally the craziest thing I read all year. I was so mad about it, we almost didn't talk about it. That's how mad about it I am. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.